Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to In the Studio with your girl, Linus, here on this Wednesday, January 20th, 2016, huh? I'm so glad that you're here to be with us. Let's see. But it's not going to stop. But anyway, welcome, everyone, to In the Studio with Linus every Wednesday. I come on at 6 p.m. Pacific Coast time, because you know I'm the queen of the Northwest Quarter. On the East Coast right now, it is 9 p.m. We will be discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sports, news of the weird. Always something to laugh about and learn, of course. Right now, we're coming to the close of the NFL season and the NBA hockey will be getting in gear. So call in and join the show with your comments or opinions. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. The chat room is open. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. If there is a subject you would like to see discussed, send me a message on Facebook.com, the Essence of Success Network. Just a note, mark your calendars. We're still in Mercury retrograde. You know that started January 5th. And it'll end on January 25th. Thank you, God. I believe that's Saturday or next week sometime. Oh, next Monday. Okay, the new moon is on January 9th. That's already passed, so let me update you. First off, let me say belated happy birthday to all the Capricorns in the audience, chat room, and on the line. And also now we'll be getting Aquarius, so happy birthday, Aquarius. I hope you have a wonderful, exciting year. Now, the full moon is coming up. That's going to be January 23rd. Mark your calendars. Don't forget, Mercury ends on January 25th, so mark your calendar. Also, if you want to mark your calendar, we've got about three new shows coming up in February. We're going to begin a teenage show by teenagers for teenagers, and we're also going to begin on Saturday night a relationship show, Rant or Rave. If it's good, hey, compliment yourself or your significant other or husband or boyfriend. You know what I mean? Shout it out. They're good men. If there's a problem and you can't see eye to eye, then rant about it. Okay. So as always, you know, we begin with entertainment news. You know I got to find out what's going on, so I don't know if I need to lace up or shut up. Huh? All right. Well, Gayle King sends the Obamas off in style. Since his first term in office, President Obama has sat down for an interview halftime of every Super Bowl with the various networks. Well, for his farewell interview, First Lady Michelle Obama will join him as the first couple sit down with Gayle King of CBS This Morning Show. In other Super Bowl news, Beyonce will make a special appearance when she joins Coldplay for the halftime concert. And speaking of Beyonce, okay, she's under the swirl of pregnancy rumors again. She didn't have the first one. Okay, that was a surrogate. But anyway, published photos with baby bump captions are making the rounds. What makes it such a big deal is she's scheduled to start a late spring stadium tour in May. So how pregnant is she, huh? Meanwhile, word on the street is Beyonce is also working on another top secret album, this time with hubby JC. Well, we wish you the very best. But if you want to know how to perform and you're pregnant, ask, what's that child in Texas? I can't even think of her name now. She sung Bag Lady. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Now, she performed while she was pregnant. Her son came here listening to music. But anyway. Okay, Patti LaBelle, she ain't saying nothing, and we ain't saying nothing. Miss Patti's career is legendary, but for the past 2 months, she's become a social media sensation and a top seller thanks to those sold-out Patti pies at Walmart. Oop, y'all, I got to go buy one. Y'all better go buy one of Patti's pies. I ain't playing. Now, the 71-year-old Philly native is making headlines for her dating life. She's seen 41-year-old drummer Eric Cease. Patti, you way back cougar. You 7 years old. 71. That boy is 30 years your junior. Go Patti. The two are all over social media, but of course rumors of family and friends objecting are following them too. We're going to follow Miss Patti's example. She's not talking about that, so we won't. Meanwhile, her new vanilla pound cake is out right now. Plus, on January 18th is Patti LaBelle's premium caramel cake. Finally, Patti will be honored with L.A. Reid, Lee Daniels, Spike Lee, Eric Holder, and Melody Hobson on the BET Honors, airing February 23rd on BET. Ebony Magazine is celebrating its 70th anniversary. Actor Jesse Williams, actress Zendaya, and Harry Belafonte share the cover story. This December-January issue unveils the Power 100 list and those activists. Be they celebrities, boardroom executives, or grassroots community organizers that are pushing loudly for change. Well, what's coming up now? Did a scandal star marry Superhead? According to the Instagram of 37-year-old Carrie Stephens, she married 33-year-old actor Columbus Short. The two have been rumored to have been dating for some time. Stephens is best known for telling all about her various liaisons with some of today's biggest stars from music, modeling, and acting. Short is best known from the hit movie This Christmas, Cadillac Records, and Stomp the Yard. This is Short's third marriage. After the last one ended with accusations and an arrest for domestic violence, shortly after he was dropped from Scandal by Shonda Rhimes. Hello, somebody. This is Stephen's second marriage after a brief 3 years with the ex-Family Matter star Darius McCary. Huh. How interesting is that? Michael Strahan is hosting the $100,000 pyramid on ABC this summer. The multitasking media personality who already co-hosts Good Morning America Live with Kelly and Michael
Fox NFL Sunday and appears in a string of successful ad campaigns and adding game show hosts to his repertoire. The original Pyramid Show had successful runs in the 1970s and 80s and 90s. Past hosts have included Donny Osmond, John Davison, Bill Cullen, but the most successful of all was the host Dick Clark with the unmatched 15-year run. The new version will have Strahan host as well as be one of the executive producers. The show has a 10-episode order. The $100,000 pyramid with Michael Strahan may join Primetime Family Feud with Steve Harvey when both shows join the ABC summer lineup. Excuse me. Well, you know what? Michael, you better give me a call. You know I'll be working NFL with you. You better be trying to call Gabe Bocelli and let me know, can I be on the show? I'll bring my family. Shoot, I know how to play pyramid. I used to play it all the time. Y'all don't know nothing about me in no pyramid now. I was good. Mm-hmm. That's right. Give old girl a hand clap. All right, I was good. Okay, well, John Singleton is an Oscar nominee. A critically acclaimed writer and director, but he is also broke. Let me say that again. Broke. Singleton's 21-year-old son reportedly got told by his pops he was too broke to give him the $30,000 in tuition to finish school. Masai Singleton now has a GoFundMe page. John Singleton has directed the classics Boys in the Hood, Rosewood, Too Fast, Too Furious, Shaft 2000, Baby Boy, over his 25-year career. So how could he be broke? Brother, what's going on? What did you do with your money? You had some number one hit movies, okay, that made money. So where's your money at? Come on, John, get it together. You know better than that. You can't get nothing in Hollywood being broke. You know that. We remember innovative singer and songwriter David Bowie. Bowie fused new wave, electronica, experimental, soul, and glam rock over five different decades. His latest release, Black Star, was just last week. Bowie had two children, 44-year-old son Duncan from his first marriage, and a 16-year-old daughter, Alexandra, from his 23-year marriage to his widow, iconic supermodel, Iman. Reports have already surfaced that Bowie left Iman his $195 million estate. He's supposed to. They were married for 23 years. What's wrong with you reporters? Bowie's career has ties here in Philly, save for two cuts recorded in New York with ex-Beatle John Lennon. Bowie records his iconic album, Young Americans album, at the legendary Sigma Sound Studios at the same time Gamble and Huff and Tom Bell were recording Billy Paul, the OJs, the Spinners, MFSB, the 3 Degrees, and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Bowie used a young songwriter and background vocalist on those sessions who would go on to become a legend in his own right, Luther Vandross. That's right, Luther was his backyard writer. Bowie became one of the first white performers on Soul Train and one of the first white performers to publicly challenge MTV on their refusals to play African-American artists. Bowie's biggest hit was Let's Dance. It became his first platinum album on the strength of the songs China Girl, Modern Love, and the title track, which hit number one. He co-produced the album with Cheeks. Now Rogers, the iconic rocker, was able to keep his illness a secret until very close to his death. David Bowie died of liver cancer at the age of 69. Our prayers go out from the Essence of Success Radio Network to David Bowie's family. And Iman, you will truly be missed, and God knows you are an icon. Sherry Shepherd is going back to court and vows to take it as high as she can go. The actress and comedian has lost the court case appeal and was declared twice as responsible for the surrogate child she and ex-husband Lamar Sally agreed to have before they broke up. The child biologically is not Shepherd's because a donor egg was used. The boy is biologically Sally's son. Shepherd claims the agreement was based in fraud, but two judges disagreed. Shepherd's child support, $4,100 a month, which increases to $4,600 a month when Lamar Jr. turns 13. Say what? Shepherd recently joked she wishes her exes would win the Powerball and then her problems would be over. Well, well, well. Kevin Hart has a lot going on, y'all. First, he opened up about his father's struggle with drug addiction and how Kevin and his brother had to put him in rehab. Hart credits his late mother for stepping up and keeping him and his brother centered. Today, Hart's dad is clean and sober, and Kevin says there's no hard feelings because the two never lost touch anyway. Also, my nephew's upcoming wedding to fiance in Nico Parish will happen on August 8th. Kevin Hart and Aniko will get married. And he revealed that his 8-year-old son, Hendrix, will be his best man. Oh! Finally, Hart's move right along to co-star in Ice Cube, Benjamin Bratt, and Tika Sumter opens this weekend. Okay, I got to tell y'all, I went Sunday to see it. Monday, with my daughter. Yeah, it's good. If you know Ice Cube's humor, okay, and then you know how Kevin Hart can be, so blend the two together. I mean, there's some parts that's hysterically funny. I'm not kidding. Have me choking. And, well, Kevin Hart's just funny, and then, of course, Ice Cube with his serious butt. But I believe you enjoy it. So, you know, go out, support Ice Cube, Kevin Hart. It's a good movie. You know, it could be a date movie, but it's also a movie, like, if you just want to go have a laugh and relax and just enjoy life for a minute, take the stress off, go see Ride Along too. You will enjoy it. Well, Simon Cowell will replace Howard Stern as a judge on America's Got Talent. Say what? The show, which airs summers on NBC, also boasts judges comedian Howie Mandel, supermodel Heidi Klum, and singer Melanie Brown, and host, of course, Nick Cannon. Cowell has already been a judge on the English counterpart British Got Talent and is one of the executive producers of both shows. That answers that. Cal will also be making an appearance on the farewell season of Fox American Idol, where he was an original judge. And I believe that's going on right now. I don't know if it's every Thursday or Friday, but I know it's going on right now. Chris Rock is set to host the 88th Annual Academy Awards, airing February 28th on ABC. And now the nominees have been announced. I'm not going to Straight Outta Compton, which hits DVD shows under the Zephyr for Best Screenplay. I don't think so. The Late Summer Biopic of Rhapsody, N.W.A. Grossed over, yeah. So is Sylvester Stallone for Best Supporting Actor as Rocky Balboa. Yeah, well. Anyway, there's a big controversy right now, so let me stop, about the 88th Annual Academy Awards. I just saw today, and I'm sorry I cannot think of the lady's name. She played Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She's in a little bit of a beef with Jada Pinkett Smith about boycotting the Oscars. First thing I want to say, we already have that. We have the NAACP Awards that honor black people. And I'm sure there's some other ones, but the NAACP is the biggest one they know. And they do honor movies, TV, theater, and different arts. So I'll say we have that. Now, is the NAACP mean more than the Oscar to an African-American? I should think so. The Oscars is white Jewish money and Nazi money in Hollywood, and y'all know that, and Illuminati. Okay, I'll say it. I know a lot of y'all are scared to say it because they carry your career. So, but most of it, it's Illuminati, it's the Jewish people, and sorry, Jewish, I'm Jewish too. I'm black and Jewish, so you know what? I can say that. But they run Hollywood. So that's the problem, and it's really hard for black people to get their, whether it's a documentary or a movie or a comic, whatever, up compared to a white person. So I understand that, but this is 2 years in a row. I mean, not only 2 years in a row, but look how long, how many years was it before Denzel Washington got Best Actor and Halle Berry got Best Actress as African-Americans? It was quite a number of years for that to happen. So what do you think? Things are going to change overnight just because it's 2016? Did you forget who your president is and how they just raked him up and down? And I'll say rape because that was truly uncalled for, some of the racism, the way that they have treated President Obama and the First Lady Michelle Obama. So getting back to the 88th Annual Academy Awards, they're going to do what they want to do. They probably think they slick because they got Chris Rock as the MC, and they also have a brother that's producing the 88th Annual Academy Awards. And you know what he told Chris? Do you. Do what you do best. Thank you very much. All right then. So what y'all worried about? Support it or don't support it. It's no big thing. And Viv, I don't know why you getting all upset with Jada. I mean, okay, things didn't work out on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Was that the only show you were qualified for? Were you only qualified for certain theatrical things you could do in theater? Or were you only qualified for certain things as far as in movies? Because I'm going to tell you right now, yes, and I'm saying it, Gail Bocelli, Lenis Boyd, I'm saying it. If nothing else, Whoopi Goldberg taught Black Hollywood, go out for white, black, Filipino, Japanese character because it can change and you might get it. And she proved that. So why are you getting all mad with Jada? I don't understand that. Jada was voicing her opinion, which she has the right to do, how she feels. Yes, she put it out there that we all should boycott, and I believe Spike Lee is behind her. Okay, that's fine, but that is their opinion. They have that right to say that. So for you to get mad and throw shade on Jada, I mean, you're making yourself come up short, okay? So just think about that. Everybody has their way of proceeding and pursuing and getting to their goals. And you know what? Sometimes we got to crawl, Viv, before we can walk. But once you can stand up, goddammit, get to running and applying for all over, because I ain't seen you in shit of late, to be honest with you. So you know what, Jada, go on with your opinion. That's what time it is. Okay. All right, enough of that. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more entertainment news. Yeah, y'all going to call Jada. Let her know I'm on the air. She'll be glad. Mm-hmm. I got your back, Jada. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back in about 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. That's my guy. Oops. Thank you. That's my guy, Kenny G. Ooh, that was called Sentimental. He just, just puts you in a beautiful mood. Okay, back to entertainment news. Well, did Jermaine Jackson step out on his wife and have it come back to bite him? Literally? Huh? Let's get it going. You may remember over last Thanksgiving holiday, the famous member of the Jackson 5 and solo artist, wife of 11 years, was arrested for corporal injury of a spouse. Halima Rashid was arrested after she bit Jermaine on the leg when their argument got ugly. She got released on $50,000 bail after a five-hour jail stay. Jackson, 61 years old, told the press he still loves Rashid, 45 years old, and that these things happen. Well, reports say one of those things was reportedly stepping out with a young blonde who was actually 12 years younger than his wife, who is 45. Ouch! Don't take it personal. BET made some moves, and now they've got projects with Taraji P. Henson, Ludacris, Lawrence Fishburne, Snoop Dogg, and the long-awaited New Edition biopic later this year. First, the cable network's big hit series, Being Mary Jane, starring Gabriel Union, was garnered a fourth-season renewal. Ludacris will appear in Music Moguls with Snoop Dogg, Birdman, Jermaine Dupri, and Damon Dash, and then Ludacris will produce Inside the Label, an inside look at the inner workings of record labels and their relationships with artists. I wonder how much is that going to be true and how much scripted, y'all. Come on. Meanwhile, Taraji P. Henson returns as host of the BET Celebration of Gospel, airing Sunday, January 31st at 8 p.m. Let me repeat that. The BET Celebration of Gospel airs Sunday night, January 31st at 8 p.m. Today's show, meteorologist anchor Al Roker and ABC News' Deborah Roberts have a new book. They've authored together. You know, they're husband and wife. The couple who have been married 20 years chronicle life lessons in Been There and Done That, Family Wisdom for Modern Times. Roker and Roberts took a unique route and wrote different chapters covering their upbringings, raising their children, and their marriage. Yeah, because once he married her, she was a pretty healthy person. So once he married her, boy, he got it together and lost a lot of weight. He might have had that stomach thing done. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, he looks good, she looks good, so together it works. So God bless you, Al and Michelle. Okay, just to let you know, you're listening to In the Studio with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at blogtalkradio.com. We just got through entertainment news, and I am going to do a little bit on sports, too. You know, we're down to just about to the end, yeah, to the last 14. So I wanted to chat a little bit about that before we go into News of the Weird. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do a little bit of News of the Weird, take a quick break, and then we'll come back to sports. Okay, so what's happening? Oh, here's a weird story. Made in heaven. William Cornelius, 25, and his fiancée, Sherry Moore, 20, were arrested at the Bay City, this is in Michigan, mall in January, charged with theft. Police found a pair of earrings and a necklace swiped from Spencer's gifts on her, but she refused to snitch on Cornelius, who had minutes earlier proposed to her via a Walmart loudspeaker. I'm sorry, y'all, it's funny. And given her a ring to applause from onlooking shoppers as she accepted. Cornelius is holding $80.93 worth of goods,
a watch, an edible thong, a vibrator, and a BJ Blast oral sex candy, was apprehended at the mall food court, having apparently, according to the police report, fallen asleep at the table while trying to tie his shoes. I know that's right. Okay. What's NPR's Morning Edition reporting on the violent tornadoes that hit North Texas on the night after Christmas? Interviewed one woman who said she was luckier than her neighbors because of her faith. She was entertaining 10 relatives when she heard the train-like sound of the winds approaching and took everyone outside to confront the storm. We started commanding the winds because God had given us authority over airways. And we just began to command the storm not to hit our area. We spoke to the storm and said, go to unpopulated places. It did exactly what we said to do because God gave us authority to do that. Now, you know what? I'm not going to clown on that because anything is possible. Anything is possible. And if you believe, we walk by faith, not by sight. So I'm not going to clown that. I'm sorry. I don't agree. I think it's a beautiful story that your faith was strong enough. It probably did move that wind. Okay, let's see, what else? The government leading economic indicators. The government of the Netherlands seeking to boost the economy while simultaneously improving highway skills enacted legislation in December to allow driving instructors to be paid in sexual services, provided the student is at least 18 years old. Through prostitution is legal there, the transport minister cautioned that the initiative for the new arrangement must be with the instructor so that the country gains better trained drivers as a result. Okay, then. All right. And under least competent criminals, most recent net cash loss theft. The manager of a Nando's Ricarton restaurant in Christchurch, New Zealand, is pretty sure that he knows who swiped the contents of the store's tip jar that December evening based on surveillance video. But the man denied the theft and walked out. The manager told police it was less than $10 in the jar at the time, but also the man had paid his $14.90 tab for food and yet hurried off without eating it. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a classic. London Fashion Week usually brings forth a shock or two from cutting-edge designers. But a September 2011 creation by Rochelle Fierre might have raised the bar. A floor-length dress made from 3,000 cow nipples, designed to resemble roses? Oh, yuck. Initial disgust for the garment centered on implied animal abuse, and that's how you showed it. But Rachel deflected that issue by pointing out that the nipples had been discarded by a tannery and that her use amounted to recycling. Rachel, 32, distracted by the animal abuse angle, was sparred having to explain the other issue, why anyone who would want to wear a dress made with cow nipples. Oh, child, you are so sick. Approaching maximum capacity, the Smoking Gun website suggested in December that the Fairbanks, Alaska counterfeiting arrest of Chelsea Sperry, 31, might have set a woman's record for orifice concealed contraband or contraband. Her vaginal inventory included 16 counterfeit bills. Face value, $890. One genuine $10 bill in a different orifice. Two baggies of meth. Another containing 7 morphine pills. two baggies of heroin, and 40 empty baggies, apparently anticipating further sales, although it was not reported why the empty baggies and the $10 bill were not stored openly, for example, in her pocket. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to take another break right here because, good Lord. You're listening to the In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome back to In the Studio with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The time right now is about 6:45, and on the West Coast, I believe it's 9:45. So anyway, I'm so glad that you're joining me today, whether it's on the phone, in the chat room, or just listening to the program. I do enjoy you being here, and I thank you, and I'm grateful for your participation. Okay, I got to talk a little bit about the NFL. Now, we're down to the last 14th. Y'all know last weekend? Okay, I know all y'all listening, so I'm going to say David Capers, Walter Dubai, Tony Williams, Samuel, I'm throwing all, Michael, Terry, I'm throwing all y'all under the bus now. Last week, 0-4, y'all, I didn't win that one game. I couldn't even say W. It was like, well, what happened? I know we in Mercury retrograde, but screw that shit. I didn't win that one game that I picked. I lost all four of the teams that I had picked. So, anyway, I will know. I'm saying this right now on the show. Guys, I'll post it on Facebook. Pick who the teams are, and by Friday night, or no later than Saturday morning, I'll have all the post up who picked what and everything, so we'll know once the games begin on Sunday. Okay, so here we are down to the last four games. In the AFC, we've got the Patriots and the Broncos, and in the NFC, the Cardinals and the Panthers. So this is how it looks now. The Patriots, they're playing in Denver. You want to watch out. Look, New England Patriots, okay? Watch out for Tom Brady. Forget all the football, the gate ball, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. He proved a point. He came back and told y'all, kiss his ass. He's there. Anyway, and then on Denver, watch out for Ronnie Hillman and also Demaryius Thomas, okay? Don't be no fool now. Watch out. You know, Ronnie, let me see, what is Ronnie? He's a TD. That's right. And so is Demaryius, but very good, very, very good. So I'm going to tell you, watch out. Now, who am I going to pick? Excuse me. Who would I pick for the AFC Championship? I'm going to go with the New England Patriots. I am. I'm going to say the New England Patriots for the AFC. Now, for the NFC, like I said, we have the Cardinals and the Panthers, and they're playing. They're not playing in Arizona. They're playing in Carolina. Charlotte. I'm sorry. Listen to me, Carolina. They're playing in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Bank of America Stadium. So now, Arizona, don't forget about Carson Palmer. For you folks, while you're doing your betting, you know the boy is a bad. He's got 35 TDs, okay? But anyway, the boy is bad. And then that's on Arizona. Another one on Arizona is Larry Fitzgerald. He's had 9 TDs and a lot of yardage. Larry's been doing real good. And then rushing, this is on the Cardinals, Jonathan Stewart. Huh? All right. So I don't know. Look here. Carson Palmer, he just got 35 TDs. So that's really good. And also for them, Larry Fitzgerald's had 9 TDs. Now, Jonathan, you've got 6, but you're good. You're a good rusher. So we'll just see. The weather's supposed to be nice, about 46 degrees and sunny for the Cardinals and the Panthers game. And the Denver, Colorado, they'll be playing at the Sports Authority Field. Be about 48 degrees out there. So y'all pick your teams. Hope the best. Oh, who did I pick for NFC? I'm sorry. Panthers, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It'll be the Patriots and the Panthers, the 2 P's. Ha ha! Isn't that something? But that's what I see as a New England Patriots and the Panthers. Now, who will win between these two? I'm going for the Panthers. They hungry, y'all. And they made it clear. I mean, come on. They're, what, 15-1? What is the Panthers? Let me see here. What is their standing? I think they're 15-1, something like that. Let me see. Come on down, Panthers. Where are you at? Yeah, 15-1. I was correct. Mm-hmm. They blew everybody out. There's nobody close to them as far as winning that many games. New England has 12, and Arizona got 13, but nobody else is close to 15 but them. So. Anyway, well, there you have it. So let me give you the times now. So Sunday at 12:05, and it's on Pacific time, New England and Denver, okay? And they're playing on CBS again. Sunday, 12:05 Pacific time. So if you're on the West Coast, it'll be, I mean the East Coast, rather, it'll be 3 o'clock on CBS. Then that afternoon at 3:40 p.m. on Fox is Arizona and the Carolina Panthers. So you got that Sunday, 3:40 p.m. Pacific time, Arizona and Cardinals, and it'll be on Fox. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to close her out now. I had to get my sports in there. You know that. I want to thank you for being with me today. Oh, and I just had a really good time. You know, I always enjoy bringing entertainment news. Gives me a chance to clown a little bit. But I had a wonderful time, and I thank y'all for joining me today. The people in the chat room, always welcome. Y'all do what you do best. As long as you respect each other, you know I don't care. We had some good conversations. And, of course, people that called in, they didn't want to get on the air, and that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. And, of course, the folks that are listening around the world, thank you so much for joining me today on In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And we'll see you Sunday at 3 p.m. for free psychic readings at 3 o'clock with Nina and Linus. So come on back at 3 o'clock. Otherwise, I'll be up Friday for Friday Traffic Jam. But that's on Spreaker.com. Okay? So see you Sunday at 3 o'clock. You guys have a good weekend. Be good to one another. And think twice, speak once, please. And if nobody told you they love you today, I do.